From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Militants attacked a Shiite mosque in Peshawar, northern Pakistan, during Friday prayers. At least 19 people were killed and more than 40 others wounded. VOA's Aisha Tanzim reports from Islamabad.
Friday is the busiest day at any mosque. More than 800 people were praying at the Shiite Imamiyah Masjid in Peshawar when sounds of explosions and gunfire erupted. Witnesses describe men in suicide vests armed with automatic weapons and hand grenades. They were wearing uniforms of the provincial paramilitary force. Two of them blew themselves up. Mosque security guards shot a third one dead before he could detonate his vest. Aisha Tanzim, VOA News, Islamabad.
The United Nations Refugee Agency reports suspected Boko Haram militants from Nigeria have attacked a village in Chad for the first time. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from UNHCR headquarters in Geneva.
The UN Refugee Agency says it received reports early Friday of an attack on the village of Ngubua on the shores of Lake Chad. Spokesman Adrian Edwards says thousands of refugees were in the town when the attack occurred.
The reports that we've received, the town was attacked by about 30 militants using boats. They attacked parts of the town itself. The chef de canton himself was killed.
Media reports say about two-thirds of the homes in the village have been burned, and the militants killed about 10 people before being chased away by the Chadian army. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
Remember to look at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Ukraine's military says 11 soldiers have been killed and 40 wounded in fighting in eastern Ukraine in the past day, despite a ceasefire deal reached Thursday, but not yet in effect. Military officials say the fighting was particularly intense around Debaltseve, a key transport hub that has been hotly contested in recent days. Lamberto Zanier is the Secretary General of the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe.
We really expect these hostilities to terminate at the deadline that was set in Minsk, and we would really hope to see a decrease already between now and that moment.
The U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation says it's looking into whether any federal laws were violated in this week's shooting deaths of three Muslims near a college campus in North Carolina. A neighbor, 46-year-old Craig Stephen Hicks, has been charged with first-degree murder in connection with the killings. Two sisters and the husband of one of the women were murdered Tuesday at the apartment complex outside the University of North Carolina campus in the town of Chapel Hill. Police believe a long-simmering dispute over a parking space sparked the shootings of newlyweds Dia Shadi Barakat and Yusor Abu Salah and Abu Salah's sister, 19-year-old Razan Abu Salah. The father of the slain women, Mohammed Abu Salah, said he believes the shootings were a hate crime.
My daughter, Yusor, the oldest, the newlywed, she told us 2 or 3 weeks ago that she felt that neighbor hated them for how they looked and who they were. She felt it and she knew it.
Iraqi officials said Islamic State suicide bombers mounted a failed attempt to fight their way into the An al-Assad airbase, 35 kilometers northwest of the Anbar province capital of Ramadi. More than 300 U.S. military personnel are stationed at the base to train Iraqi Sunni tribal fighters. U.S. President Barack Obama is signing an executive order Friday aimed at encouraging companies and organizations to share more information about cybersecurity threats with the government and each other. Mr. Obama signed the order at a White House-sponsored conference on cybersecurity and consumer protection at Stanford University in California. An investigation into whether Argentina's president, Cristina Fernandez de Kirchner, helped Iran cover up its alleged involvement in a 1994 bombing is going forward despite last month's death of the prosecutor pursuing the case. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.